Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I mean, who knew that we would be predicting things, David? We may be like the Simpsons and predicting that Hulk Hogan would show up to Lions training camp with Dan Campbell, saying he's going to be my new tag team partner. And it has triggered a lot of people. It used to be sports was exempt. You could just have fun. The only colors you cared about was your team colors. You cared about Honolulu blue and silver going up against the green and gold of the Packers. That was it. Not anymore, man. Now it's, you know what? It's, hey, politics. NFL was king. It looks like politics is now the new king. 248-539-9797. Have we reached the point where we're letting politics affect everything and we just stop having fun? We just stop seeing things as just Hogan showed up to the Lions camp. Or look, it ain't just me making this up. We had a texter text in and that's how we got on this topic. But when you read the comments, Brad Galley from Channel 7 tweeted out some video and man, pulling up some popcorn in a seat. Go ahead.
The first one that comes up, lost a bit of respect for Dan today. Hogan is a known racist. This is bad optics, man. Someone said, disgusting. Can't believe they did this. Another person says, awesome job, coach. So that person seems to like it. Another person says, would have been dope about 12 days ago, but you can't do this now. Would have been cool in 1993. You can't do this now. Someone else says, yuck, never liked Hogan. Won't like him ever again. Another person says so much crying. That's responding to everybody else crying here. A lot of people are saying, ooh, how can you do this, Lions? Someone says you better not start off slow. If you do, I'm blaming you. Ooh, I'm blaming Hogan for this.
I was about to say, what did I do?
Not you yet. Hogan for this. A lot of people are saying, yuck, how can you do this? There are a few people saying they love this, though.
I mean, they just played it on ESPN's NFL Live. Like, this is going viral. People are seeing it, and it's just so polarizing. Peter sent me a message on Twitter or X. He said, the moment Hogan stepped out at the RNC, he made it political. Athletes and entertainers used to stay out of politics. Now they don't. So is it simply because he got up there and spoke at the convention? And now he's got an X on his back and he's not allowed to do stuff because, David, it was weird when he showed up yesterday.
Yeah.
Literally, this black SUV pulls up and this guy with a camera. And I'm like, what the heck is going on? And I'm talking to two other guys and I'm like, and then he steps out. I was like, huh, looks like Hulk Hogan, but he's too little.
Yeah. So okay.
I went over to him like, are you really Hulk Hogan? Or are you an impersonator? And he's like, no, brother, I'm it's me. Oh, okay. Sure. And then I went to the company picnic like, oh, Hulk Hogan is here. He's a lot smaller than what I thought.
And I did not believe what you were saying, that he was in the building. I'm like, what are you talking about? But I'll tell you this. There were a few people in the office that wanted to get pictures with him. And I don't think in their minds they were thinking politics. I think they were thinking like I was thinking, because yes, I'm one that took a picture with Hulk Hogan and I tweeted it out and people just ripped me for it. But I wasn't thinking politics. I was thinking my 9-year-old self is loving this right now.
And did I not tell you?
You did,
David.
And it happened.
Just keep this on your own personal reel, because the second you put this out there, you might as well go outside and lick the sidewalk, because things are just going to get dirty.
Oh, it was.
Read some of your, and I was just like, you know what? I tried to tell this man, do not do this. I saw all the names you were called. Like, wow.
But it was what you were saying. It was for a second in time. I just let it and just forgot
all
everything.
All you saw
and
was
just
Hulkamania.
All my figurines in my hand at 9 years old.
Right. Whether you were at the WrestleMania where he dropped Andre the Giant, the ripping of the shirt. Like, yeah, because it was like, okay, yeah. You know, because I went back to those Saturday mornings with Mean Gene Okerlund. And yeah, and I'll tell you this, brother. But now, no. I mean, reading this, there are people who are upset. There are people who are offended. And I'm just like, guys, have we reached that point now where everything gets scrutinized? Everything is political? Everything upsets you? Is this what we are now? Are we that sensitive of a society? Because I couldn't believe some of the stuff that I read. And yeah, you got a lot of people who are, if this season goes sideways, they're going to point back to this moment. This will be Dan Campbell's taking the wind moment. This will be Dan Campbell riding off on a motorcycle moment. This will be Dan Campbell's that pitch back and forth thing moment. If this thing goes sideways, these are the receipts that some people are now holding on to. 248-539-9797. Let's go to the phone lines. Mark, you're on 97.1.
Yeah, so I think to answer your question, right, I think that what this arises from is, you know, big media companies wanting us to have that reaction, you know, getting mad at each other over politics when in reality it's just them promoting something. And two, as a real Lions fan, I think all you care about is a winning record and us biting kneecaps.
Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. You can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Mark, I'm with you. I was like, huh, okay, he made it to... When I saw the video, I'm like, oh, he made it to the Lions camp. And then I clicked on it and it's like, oh my goodness. Oh wow. Wow. And it just comment after comment. Like, people are just so upset. But... yeah, Mark, I always thought that sports would be exempt from that. But I guess not. Maybe I was just being naive, because Mark and David, if I think about it, even going back to Kaepernick, people just was like, no, you can't have this and you can't have that. And it's just like, well, why can't we just have fun and play sports?
That's exactly right. And I think with that being said, it's, you know, at the end of the day, all we have is our pride to be a Lions fan. And if we let politics get involved with that, then what are we doing as real fans that want to support our team at the end of the day?
Appreciate the phone call, Mark. 248-539-9797. Dan Campbell and Hulk Hogan. Looks like they're cutting some type of commercial or promo spot. I don't know if it's for Detroit. Man, here's the thing, and I don't think about it. What if it was for the Lions? Would the Lions like put that up on the Jumbotron during a game?
I don't know if they can anymore.
I don't know if the Lions can do that. I don't know who the promo was cut for. I don't know if it was cut for Hulk Hogan's people.
I don't know either.
Or if it was cut for the Lions. I mean, think about it. They put Eminem up there and people lose their mind. It's Eminem. He's at the game. Oh, Slim Shady, yeah. I don't know if you could play this on the Jumbo if it's Hulk Hogan. Because it could be counterproductive where all of a sudden you're getting a rain of boos.
Correct.
When you're trying to, like, when they put Eminem up there, the decimal goes higher. I don't know. This one may end up on the cutting room floor. This one may not make it.
I will say this, and I don't know if they've done this, but I haven't seen it. I have not seen one player with a photo or video with Hulk Hogan. Now, that may have been on purpose to not put the players out there, but I mean,
but you got Dan Campbell. I mean, at the end of that video, he's like, man, appreciate you coming out here and all of that. It's audible. You can hear it and you can see him. He's shaking his hand and he's excited. But because I think like you, David, he went back to as a kid and that's Hulk Hogan. I grew up watching him and you're in the backyard body slamming your little brother, you know, and doing all of that type of stuff. 248. 539-9797. Paul, you're on 97.1.
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, man.
You know what? Aside from the politics, I think it's bigger than politics. It's a sign of the times how we live. Like, everyone needs to stay off the comment section of the internet. It is the cesspool and it's garbage. And everyone's opinions, they think they matter. They think they need to voice them. And it's just pure. You could post a beautiful, heartfelt, warming, nice picture that you think you're doing great for your team or your community, and you're going to have people that are just pure trash that have negative comments. And I would love to have, if we could take a snapshot of these people that are negative online, how they live in their lives. Because if you're going to promote all this, this is wrong and this is bad, you better be living your life like a saint, because it's just crap. I mean,
no, Paul. I'm laughing. Paul. Hold on. I agree with you. I'm laughing because I always, when you see the people in their comments, and then you look at their profile and the family photo, and it's just like, really, is this how you talk to your wife and kids? Wow.
Yeah. like Rico, like you're going, and both of you guys, you're going to get people that text you or call in. This is how it's going to play out. They're going to say, oh, you're just, you know, covering up for the Lions, and oh, now you guys are too liberal. Oh, but now you're too, because, like, all we should be able to do is say, wow, man, Hulk Hogan, cool. He was with the Lions. He was a cool wrestler. Great. And we move on. Yeah. We move on. And even though I'm calling your radio station right now, and I don't mean to be hypocritical, the fact that you have time in your life out of your day to go to a post by Brad Galley and make a comment about something like this, I mean, give me your job. I mean, the bottom line is comments on the internet, political or not, it doesn't even have to be political. Pure trash.
No.
Pure trash. And that's why more and more athletes and celebrities aren't posting. Why would you want to subject yourself to losers online whose opinions think they matter?
No.
I would, if I were you guys, I wouldn't post anything just because you're going to get a backlash of people who think they know something and their opinions do not matter at all.
No.
And for all the people that want to say, oh, if the Lions don't start off good, you know what? There's more other, don't go to a game and you want to blame it on Hulk Hogan. You got to figure some things out in your life, man. You really do. So, bottom line, stay off the comments. Go Hulkamania. Go Lions. And have a good day.
I appreciate the phone call. Paul was ready to rip off his shirt. Hey, Paul, trust me. Trust me when I say I rarely post things. Like, David, you know what the good old days of posting stuff on Twitter is? When I just get inundated by Michigan fans.
Yeah, oh, that is the good old days.
Because
you're
Michigan
right.
fans don't like me because I'm simply drawing breath today. And the day ends in Y.
Can we get back to those days? Those are simpler days.
Right. It's like, other than that, trust me when I say, and I'm sure you get, David, I get called everything. I'm not black enough. I'm too black. I kiss up to Mike. You do this. You do that. It's like, you know what, guys? Spell my name right and make sure the dollar amount is right on the check. That's how I feel about it. 248-539-9797. You guys want to talk about it? I'm going to get to all your phone calls next. 97.1.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!